Welcome to the 12th Banachnu Amcha recording for the week of Parshas Chayei Sara. Banachnu Amcha, what does it mean to be a Yid? A Yid is someone who's giving it his best shot to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a nachas ruach that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he looks down from the Himmel and he sees his Heiligen Kinderlach trying their hardest, part of trying your hardest is that afilu, when you're walking in the street, you're still attached to the Heiligen Torah. You're thinking and learning. A very chashuv, a younger man called in that he has a practice when he walks in the streets. He makes it his business to go over the steps of the Gemara that he was recently learning. All the Shak Levitaria. He prepares the Shak Levitaria in advance. He tries to say it over at Baal Peh. And he nails it when he's going in the streets. He tries to review it again, Baal Peh. All the steps of the Gemara. And it recently happened. He was walking in the streets and he was trying to remind himself where he was up to. He was going over Masechet Sukkah and he was holding my Gemara Daf Teslav and he couldn't remember where he was up to. He noticed that somebody was throwing out near the curb bedposts and that triggered his memory. He was up to the part of Aruch HaSamita discussed on Daf Teslav and Sukkah when a Mardik HaShkocha Pratis he encountered. L'maise, we have to understand. When we go over the steps of the Gemara Baal Peh, we're doing ourselves the biggest favor. As this Chos of Yigaman pointed out to me, in the Sefer Chos in Yoshua, he speaks so highly about this. If you look in Maimar Aleph Perikimel, Zot the Chos in Yoshua, the Shinun Arayan Be'ashak Levetayah Shal Talmud Baal Peh, Moil Yoseh Me'achazorah Chomish Pamim V'loim in Bifnim. A person who's able with their own words to say over the steps of the Gemara, it's more effective for the long-term memory that it gets deeper into the system, more than reviewing inside five times. This is a moirdike eitzah to chaperein. A person should train himself to be able to say over Baal Peh, the shakla and the taya, with your own words, to speak out all the steps of the Heilige Zisa Gemara. We're going to say over now, Nochem Aishah, the following story was called in by a very chashuv young man from Eretz Yisrael, and Yashikoyach Tekav Hashkocha Pratis, for giving us rishus to say it over. There was a family that was having a major get-together. This mishpacha with extended family, which could be close to 100 people, and different people were given different jobs of things they needed to buy. And there was a certain younger man, he was given a job to buy the chocolates, the candies, the nuts, and it came Thursday, and he was looking for a store to go to. The first store he went to, L'maise, the line was so long, he's like, forget it. It's too much for me. I can't wait so much time on such a long line. He went to a different store that didn't really have what he needed. So he's asking around, can anybody tell me what's the perfect store I can go to right now? He wanted to go to a store which would have chocolates, nuts, candies, and hopefully it shouldn't be too crowded. Somebody gave him an idea of a certain store, and he traveled to that store. And he was hoping to get there before they closed. They closed at 10:30. Baruch Hashem, he got there before the closing. And he was able to purchase a huge amount of items that he needed. And the bill came out to be close to 2,000 shekel. And the moicher, the owner of the store, had a big smile on his face. And he told this yid, you know why I'm smiling with such a big smile? Let me explain to you something. Earlier this evening, I realized I'm going to have a dilemma. I usually have two bachim that are with me in the store. And these bachim, these workers, they help me out. And this enables me to be able to go to my shir kavua I have every evening from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. But tonight, each of these bachim, they were not able to make it. They each had to be somewhere else tonight. And it was just me in the store. And I was thinking to myself, what should I do? Should I close down the store for an hour in order that I should be able to go to my shir kavua? Or maybe not, lemaisa, I need the parnasa. I wasn't sure what to do. I called my wife to discuss it with her. And my wife said, what's the shayla? You have to keep your kviyas. Your kviyas eating la Torah. This is what's the most important thing. One of the first questions the person's asked after Me'am Esrim is kavati eating la Torah. Of course you have to keep your kviyas eating la Torah. That is the right decision. And with that, this husband, the owner of the store, he had closed down his store for an entire hour. His wife expressed that that's the right decision, and he was mekabelit, and he went to keep his kviyas itim ha-Torah. Now, when he was getting ready to close up the store, it was getting close to 10:30, he just made a sale close to 2,000 shekel. He was smiling with such a big smile. And he told this younger man, you should know, I never, ever had such a big sale like this. Close to 2,000 shekel from one customer. This is moyerdik. And punk, look how the Amish the Gefir didn't happen. The exact night when I was moyser nefesh not to miss out on my kfir's itim ha-Torah. What a powerful story. Here also, I just would like to point out that the godless is that he closed his store for an entire hour to keep his kfir's itim ha-Torah, not knowing if he would see Yeshua that day or he would see Yeshua a different day. He knew it was the right decision. He knew that you never lose out when you make a right decision. But there's not a guarantee that you're going to see Yeshua by Bayoin. It's not a guarantee that within a few hours he would see the outcome of that right decision. Yes, of course it was the correct decision, but there's no guarantee you would see in such close proximity the outcome of how that decision was emes amitoi, the right decision. Look at the Paris Tavis that came out of it. There's no guarantee you would see like that. Murdika godless. He closed down his store with understanding, perhaps it won't be until Oilam Abba he's going to see the outcome of the godless of that decision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to show him in this world. He's going to show him right away, Afilu, Mamish right away. Mamish, within a half hour, he saw it was the right decision. It happens to be that was the outcome of the story. Within a half hour, he saw the murderous reward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him in the schus that he was Kvei Itim HaTorah. He didn't miss out on his kviyas. It happened to be he saw it within 30 minutes. But again, this should not take away from the godless. The godless boy is the fact he was able to be miskaber. We all know that a person naturally has a desire to make money, to bring in a big income. And here, he was able to be miskaber and said there's something more important than money. You know what's more important than money? Studying the Dvar Hashem, keeping your kfirs v'atoyra. You think a guy would close down an hour his store during business hours? Unheard of. Over v'anachnu avcha. By Yiddish, by us, by Unzri Yidin, by Klal Yisrael, by us. We are the Am Hashem, and we know there's something more important than money. That's the Heilige Torah. Toivli Torah Picha. May Alfei Zav Achasef. Ashrei Namatev Chalkeinu to belong to such a Heilige nation. We should be Zoichet Bekaroiv to win this. Dach Zoris Hashchino to the base of Migdash, where the ganze Welt will understand was meint Abba Nivchar, was meint Yerushalayim Yerakoydesh, was meint Shchino Batachtoidim. Shabbi Zoichet Hashtag, weiter und weiter, Becheshtek HaTorah, Kol Tov, Beatzlachim.